I explained to somebody that the Rizzler is not the same as Big Justice and that they are also not related.
I know. I thought they were related.
And they were like, oh, okay. And I was like, yeah, I'm really sorry that I know that.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Football Absurdity Podcast. My name is Jeff Crisco, here with my co-hosts Walker Kelly and Mike Valverde. Walker, I have a question for you. What was it like meeting Matt LaFleur on the field last night?
Okay, I didn't expect that. Oh, God. That was so funny.
Just Matt LaFleur screaming and yelling at some random fan who's screaming and yelling at him and like making the throat cut gesture.
Making the throat slash gesture. Yeah. That's a hard dick warrior right there. He was going in. Oh my God. We flipped on the NFL game day kickoff and that was happening. Like that Emily was, and I put the game on the TV. We tried to because don't alert the feds. I'm using Jeff's NFL Plus account.
What?
I didn't realize that I can't use it on the TV. I can only use it on my phone. So.
Oh, you need a Roku.
Yeah, see, we have a Roku smart TV.
Oh, there should be an NFL app. Interesting.
There is. Oh. And yet, you can't do it on your TV for some reason.
I don't know.
I don't know what's going on with that. But so, yeah. But that was... It was like the first thing that popped up when we got it on. And I was like, Matt LaFleur screaming at some guy. I was like, what is going on?
What is happening? Like, if you just saw that, you'd think it was like there was like a pregame like brawl or something.
No. Yeah. Just some guy who was holding the flag watched a Packers player go by him and was like that. And then Matt LaFleur got mad at him. And the guy was like telling Matt to fuck off. And then Matt LaFleur was telling the fans to shut the fuck up. And I think Matt LaFleur needs to get less involved in shit like that and focus more on whether he should go for it on fourth down in Lions territory or be a coward and punt.
Damn. Well, going for fourth down in Lions territory, that's Dan Campbell move.
Yeah, and it didn't even work this time. We still won.
Oh, man. Alrighty. So let's talk about last night's game. Oh, wait, Mike, how are you? Forgot to ask Mike.
Oh, I'm doing well. Yeah, everything's good. How about you, Jeff? How was work today?
First day, I went 6 for 6 on my big Friday. I had 6 cars that were supposed to go home today. All 6 went home. There's always something that goes wrong.
Perfect
something
game.
Needs a calibration. A part doesn't come in. I almost blew the perfect game. Audi did not drop off a bulb that they were supposed to drop off. It was literally the last thing we needed for this car. We called Audi. One of my coworkers called Audi and was like, your guy needs to turn around and bring us that bulb. He dropped off the paperwork, but not the bulb. And so I almost blew it. But I went 6 for 6 today, baby. Let's go.
We did 100% completion percentage.
Speaking of perfect games, Lions 34, Packers 31. Lions are 12-1. Packers are 9-4. They will not be winning the division. I do not believe so at this point.
It is as close to officially eliminated as you can be.
Yeah, and so we're angling towards week 18 being for the division, just like I said.
No.
No?
The Vikings will collapse also.
Oh, Walker just predicting doom for all of their enemies.
That's right.
That's correct. All right, so let's start with my question, because I really think it's possibly the easiest answer to this question. Should we have started Jameson Williams or Jaden Reed last night? Jaden Reed with as many fantasy points as we all have, 1 target, 0 catches. And Jameson Williams, 5 catches for 80 yards, led the Lions, also led the Lions in targets. I think pretty clear answer there. Should have been Jameson Williams. I was thinking about something watching the game last night, and they were talking about Jaden Reed, like failing to produce in this one. And how he's really hasn't had that many targets. Mm-mm. And I realized that like he had 6 targets last week, 2-3 the week before, 2 the week before that, then 6, then 3-4. I don't know if I'm going to be drafting any Green Bay wide receivers this year. than 2025. They're so similarly skilled that it's so difficult to find one guy that's going to like lock down that number one role where you're going to want to start him every week. They're all bench guys, and I don't really see them getting higher than bench guys week in and week out.
I mean, it's Reed is tough because last season it was still a lot of touchdowns, but it seemed a little more legitimate. This year, it's been basically like if he doesn't score a touchdown, he's useless, which that's not what you're looking for out of a guy that is supposedly going to be like a wide receiver two for your team. Like it's just the role's just not there. I don't really know why it isn't there. I still think he's the best player of their receivers, but yeah, they don't care really who gets the targets. It doesn't matter. The only guy who seems to have a consistent role in the passing game is Tucker Kraft.
Yeah. Tucker Kraft, 3 for 41 and a touchdown in this one. And a touchdown. But Mike, what do you think about these wide receivers for the Packers in 2024? Is there one that, are you just kind of going to go hands off? Are you going to try to dive in there and get one and see if he wins? Or what's your plan for these guys in 2025?
Yeah, it's interesting. Right now, Jaden Reed is wide receiver 11 on the season.
Is that in total points?
That is total points.
Okay, because he's played more games. I was like, that sounds like a lot.
that is total points. He's averaging nearly 12.9 points per game. So it's definitely a fall off from 11th on a points per game basis. I just find that I'm not going to be reaching for any of these guys. There's nothing to reach for here. So, you know, later rounds, you know, like the 10th, 8th, 9th round, maybe I'll go with a Reed or something like that. But for the most part, if none of them land on my roster, I'm not going to be disappointed by it.
Yeah, these are classic best ball guys. Like, good luck predicting when you should start which Lions wide receiver. Because Jaden Reed has 2 weeks inside the top three. And Dontavian Wicks had that run of touchdowns. Christian Watson does his thing, which is usually drop balls, but not in this one. Just a fumble in this one. Actually, he did have after his big catch, he had a drop too. So good job, Christian Watson. It's kind of just an offense, a passing game that I don't really want any part of a lot of the weapons, except like Walker mentioned, Tucker Kraft. Jordan Love just kind of did okay. I don't understand how I understand how. But if you like look at the numbers, like you just look at like 18 carries, 66 yards, 4 carries, 23 yards, 12 for 20 for 206 yards. You're like, this team scored like 18 points.
Yeah.
But they scored 31.
Yeah. I mean, obviously they had a short field due to a fourth down stop. They had a short field due to a bad punt. They had a short field due to an interception. So, and I believe they scored a touchdown on all three of those drives. So it was... They capitalized when they were close, and when they didn't get close, that was it. Basically, the Lions finally got a red zone stop on the last drive, and that's what it really ended up giving them the chance to win the game.
Yeah, and then it's also Josh Jacobs soaking up 3 touchdowns kind of does a lot to make that work. So, all right, let's talk about the other side. Talk about the Detroit Lions. Walker wanted to know, is Jared Goff droppable? So far, so bad.
Yeah, he did pretty good in this one. Almost 300 yards passing, 3 touchdowns, and an interception. but, yeah, he scored, 21.5 points or something like that? 22.5 points?
And yeah, but no rushing, so he's bad.
Well, he had a 9-yard run. He did.
9-yard run, long of 7, baby, because of the kneel downs.
Oh, it's 7 yards rushing, long of 9.
No, oh, sorry, said that back. Said that backwards.
He was pretty good. I mean, he made the one mistake. Other than that, he pretty much just kept the offense on schedule. Didn't make a ton of crazy throws, but put the ball where it needed to be consistently most of the night. And he's good at getting his guys yards after the catch.
Yeah, I mean, almost went full Jared Goff mode, but David Montgomery saved him.
Well, you know, he did get stepped on by Graham Glasgow, so I'll give him a pass on the goofness on that one.
Doesn't matter. Any folly that befalls him, he's the Schlemiel and the Schlemazel. Which is, one is the guy who's spilling the soup, one's the guy who gets the soup spilled on him. They're both fools. So he's still a Jared Goof, baby.
I thought you were going to start singing the Laverne and Shirley song.
Right? I didn't know what that... I used to watch that on Nick at Night when I was a kid, and I had no idea what that meant until I was older. So, all right. I warned Walker I was going to do this. Nice play call on fourth down, Bozo. Ben Johnson. Thank you.
Okay. Jeff needed to get that off his chest.
I'm sorry. You can't run a pitch play like that on fourth down. That type of pitch play is either a 3-yard loss or like a 25-yard gain. It's always one of those two because it's about the blocks hitting perfectly. It's a second down, a run that you do on second down because you can recover from it on third down. There's almost no difference between that and an incomplete pass or a blown up screen. But to do it on fourth down, Ben Johnson, you're turning a gotta have it play into a 50-50 proposition.
I think stupid. That.
I was railing against that, and then David Montgomery, Jared Goff got stepped on and almost blew a very straightforward fourth down call. So maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm stupid.
No, you're not. I think that Ben gets a little arrogant sometimes and thinks that all of the play calls are just going to work, and so there's no consequences if it sucks. And sometimes he'll just get into that mode where he's like, oh, I can call anything and it'll work. And no, that's just not how it is, but I'll accept the like two Bozo calls per game for all the other good stuff he does.
Yeah. An arrogant offensive play caller. I don't know anything about that.
Never heard of it.
Never heard of it. Definitely didn't have a guy talking like an anime villain at me on Blue Sky today because I wasn't down enough on Kyle Shanahan. He likened me not wanting the 49ers to fire Kyle Shanahan because of like staying with an abusive spouse or something. It was some of the most insane shit I've ever seen.
What the hell?
And then he blocked.
Oh, I like the website, but there's definitely like weird scolds on there.
Yeah. So, alrighty. Let's talk about elsewhere on the Lions. Jameson Williams, like I mentioned, led the team in receiving. Tim Patrick. He's alive, folks.
Timmy.
6 for 43, 2 touchdowns. Stole all the fun from Amon-Ra St. Brown. Are we picking up Tim Patrick, or is this a one-week aberration?
I don't think you're picking him up. I think it's the 2 touchdowns are what's the aberration. Mm-hmm. That's just not going to happen most weeks. I think the 6 for 43 is somewhat repeatable, but it's just not high ceiling if he's not scoring. And with nobody on buys in the playoffs, I just don't see where you're going to be getting him in your lineup. No.
Yeah, Mike, you were saying something also?
Yeah, I think that's a total aberration for Tim Patrick. I do agree with Walker that the receptions, maybe again, but the touch, yeah. I mean, almost anybody that scores multiple touchdowns as a receiver or a running back, it's almost an aberration.
Okay, so he just took, like I said, took some fun from Amon-Ra St. Brown. Dave Montgomery, Jahmyr Gibbs, they did their thing. Those are guys are both must start. I don't think there's much to talk about Sam Laporta, 5 for 54, showing us some signs of life. He had been not too great for a while. But in the last four games, he's finished. Well, in the last three games, cause this week's not over yet. In the last three games, he's finished top eight twice. So hopefully, he's back for the fantasy playoffs being Sam Laporta.
He's a guy I think you're starting. I mean, I don't see getting away from him when he's getting, what, 6-7 targets now. I think they've leveled off where they like it now. And I think Laporta is involved enough and has a high enough touchdown probability that he's a top 9 guy every week, no matter what.
Yeah, plus the goofball Lions era where they were just like, Jared Goff was only throwing the ball like 20 times. That's over.
And they were scoring 50 points.
Yeah, that's over. So that'll get Sam Laporta more involved again. So, I'm just looking at this. 12 for 15, 85 yards, and 3 touchdowns.
That was a cool game. Yeah, very, very funny game. Jared did, he created a new NFL record. Most players with at least 5 receptions in one game from one quarterback.
Oh, my God.
six guys had at least five receptions for the Lions, which has never happened before.
All right. Brock Wright. Sorry, bud.
Yeah. Fuck Brock Wright.
One target, no catches. Sorry, bud.
Tim Patrick, stole your thunder.
All right. Anything else we want to add on this one?
No.
No.
All right. Let's get into Sunday football. We're going to go no bozo mode on this one. We're going to go quick. We're going to go fast. We're going to start with two of the best teams in the NFL. Titans host the Jags. Titans are 3-9. Jags are 2-10. Tennessee 3.5-point home favorites. 39.5-point over under, the lowest of the week. Absolute garbage time. For the Jags, Trevor Lawrence is out for the year. They put him on IR with his concussion, and he's going to get shoulder surgery and get ready to lead Deion Sanders' Jacksonville Jaguars to victory next year. Tyson Campbell, Logan Cook, Ross Matisic, and Yasir Abdullah are all questionable. For the Titans, Logan Bruss, Jalen Duncan are both out. Roger McCreary, Kenneth Murray Jr., Tavondre Sweat, James Williams, Leroy Watson, Jerome Baker, and Jarvis Brownlee are all questionable. Mike, you're starting with probably the only slam dunk start on the Jags this week. Your question is about Brian Thomas Jr.
Yeah, is a BTJ killer going to go over or under 75 yards against a very tough Titans passing defense?
I think he's going to get over just because he's going to get behind the defense for one, and that's going to count for like 45 of his yards. So I think he will get, but it's going to be like 82. I think he'll get over it just a little bit. Mac Jones is an NFL quarterback, and so he will get some completions, and they will probably go to BTJ more so than anybody else.
Walker, what do you think?
I'm going to go under. I'm going to say he ends up with 63 yards.
Ooh, 63 yards. Titans have also been a little bit exploitable lately over the last four games. Six wide receivers had at least 10 PPR points, making it an okay matchup. But they started the year that they didn't get six double-digit PPR wide receivers against them until week 7. So they started off really hot, and then they've kind of leveled off lately. So a little bit exploitable. Some real nasty streamers this week. It's hard to get away from Parker Washington, 12 targets last week. There's only three guys who can catch passes on the Jags, and he's one of them. So for the Jags, are we going to go back to the running backs? Or is it just one running back? Tank Bigsby, Travis Etienne, what are we doing this week?
I think Etienne is an okay play. I would stay away from Bigsby.
Mike?
Yeah, I would stay away from Bigsby as long as ETN is in the lineup. There's just not enough. I don't even know if there's enough room for ETN. This matchup, he might get some volume just because it's probably going to be closer than other games, just because the Titans' offense is pretty sluggish. So Jaguars probably will find themselves in the game, which means that they'll be able to run instead of having to pass all the time. So I would stay away from Bigsby and start ETN. I think he's probably good for top 20 to 24 range.
All right, ETN or Tyrone Tracy?
Ooh. Tracy.
Yeah, Tracy.
ETN or Braylon Allen if Breece Hall doesn't play?
Braylon.
It looks like he's not going to.
He's doubtful.
I'll go ETN.
All right, ETN or Kenneth Walker, who's been struggling lately, going up against the Cardinals.
Walker
might not even play either.
Oh, really?
Jesus. He's questionable, but he's got two different injuries he's dealing with, and McDonald was like, yeah, he's a true questionable.
Oh, boy.
So I downgraded him, but I would still play him over ETN.
Okay. I'm trying to find...
Here's one for Jeff. Travis Etienne or Isaac Garendo?
Garendo.
Okay.
Garendo.
Oof. Travis Etienne or Rashad White?
Etienne.
Yeah, ETN.
Ask me to take Bigsby or Rashad White. No, I'm just kidding.
I'm going to take White just because Irving is banged up as well. So I think that they're not going to want him to take 25 carries again. Plus, I think they could blow out the Raiders.
No.
Well, it's not. The Raiders are always competitive in their division games, but this is not one of those.
I was going to say, great point. Also, not one of those. All right, and then Evan Ingram's must start. Do not start Mac Jones under any circumstance. Well, I guess under some circumstances. If you're in a two-quarterback league and both your quarterbacks are on bye, I guess you got to start Mac Jones.
Yeah, I suppose.
But if you're in a PPR league, I would rather start. There's like wide receivers I would rather start than Mac Jones in my quarterback two slot.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I have him. I realized I still had Lawrence in there. Mac Jones, quarterback 24 for me.
That's bad. Speaking of quarterbacks that I would rather play than Mac Jones, is Will Levis Mayo must start and Mayo?
I think he is must start.
Must start. Oh, now I get it.
Must start and Mayo. Is Will Levis must start? Just some stats for about this. Since he returned to the lineup, he's played four games, finished as a top 12 quarterback twice. He has, since his return, the sixth most deep throws, the seventh most air yards, and the Jags allow the eighth highest deep throw rate while allowing the third highest yards per attempt, second highest quarterback rating, and second highest completion percentage on deep throws. So Will Levis, going to throw everywhere.
Yeah, and uses cannon arm.
Mm-hmm. And so that means, what about Nick Westbrook-Ikhine?
Another touchdown.
He certainly is a boom-bust wide receiver three, guys.
I think he will boom. I think he's part of the Costco guys extended universe this week.
Are we giving him five booms?
I'm not doing that, no.
Come on, Walker. Walker was talking before the podcast as much as they love the Costco guys. Walker was like, oh, I was telling my friend about the Rizzler.
This has been taken out of context. unfortunately, Jeff has editing power, so he can make it seem like I said anything.
Yeah, well, that's true. Will not. Let me put it this way. Walker said, I told my friend about the Rizzler, parentheses derogatory.
Pretty much.
All right. So Nick Westbrook-Ikhine, boom bust. I would, given those stats with what the Jags do with deep threat guys, I'd light him up. If I'm in a win and in for the playoffs, I'd take that upside, especially given that it's week 14 and we have, I listed every player that's not available. Let's see, for wide receivers, we won't have, Zay Flowers, Rashad Bateman, Cortland Sutton, Devon Vele, Nico Collins, Tank Dell, Terry McLaurin, Michael Pittman, Josh Downs. So beggars can't be choosers.
Yeah, there's a few guys I would have above NWI. I mean, I'll give you guys three questions from my rankings that are pretty close. Nick Westbrook-Ikhine or Keenan Allen?
Ikhine.
Nick Westbrook-Ikhine.
Okay, I'd go with Allen. NWI or Elijah Moore?
NWI.
I think I'd go NWI.
I would go Moore. NWI, this is the last one, or Deebo Samuel?
Deebo.
And NWI?
I would go with Westbrook-Ikhine there.
Yeah. Walker, semi-biting off my question later about the Bears and 49ers of ranking all the wide receivers.
Oh, sorry about that.
It's okay. All right. And then your Tony Pollard is must start. Calvin Ridley, must start or just a preferred start?
There's a scenario where you wouldn't play him, but I mean, like, I'm not playing him in Football Absurdity Experts League. But that's because I have Amon-Ra and JSN.
Okay, that's fair. Mike, what do you think? Calvin Ridley, must start or preferred start?
I think it's more of a preferred start than a must start.
Okay, so he's no Will Levis. All right, and then Chigakonkwo is a desperation play.
Yeah, I try not to.
Yeah. Alrighty, we all got the Titans winning this one. Let's move on to another banger game: Jets Dolphins.
Ooh.
There's some real stinkers this week, folks.
Yeah.
Dolphins are 5-7. They host the 3-9 Jets. Miami 5.5-point home favorites. 44.5-point over under. Injuries in this one for the Jets: C.J. Mosley, Sauce Gardner, and Breece Hall are all doubtful. Olufoshinu, Morgan Moses, Xavier Newman, Quantez Stiggers, Elijah Vera Tucker, and Alan Lazard are all questionable. Is it good that there are four questionable offensive linemen? Is that good?
Eesh, sounds like the Colts.
It's not what you want.
Is it good that two of the, I would say, four or five best players are doubtful? Sauce Gardner and Breece Hall.
I'm going to go ahead and get it out of the way. We all picked Miami.
Correct. Hey, who's ready for this one? Guess who's questionable for the Dolphins? Teron Armstead, Anthony Walker, Bradley Chubb, Cameron Good, Kader Kohou, Raheem Mostert, and Blake Ferguson. Oh, Blake Ferguson's got the NFI, a non-football illness. I want to know what a football illness is.
Concussion. hand football and mouth disease.
Hand football and mouth disease. All right, Walker, your question. Can we start any Jets?
Yeah. What are we looking at here with the Jets, especially with no Breece Hall? Are we starting any of these guys?
I'd start Braylon Allen. They are a run funnel defense.
Yeah, but I don't know if Braylon Allen is any good, is the thing. Like, he looked good for like a game and a half, and then he's been getting like 3 yards a carry since then.
You're giving him a lot of credit. He looked good for like four runs.
Yeah. Yeah. He's really slow.
Walker, it's also a week where I wrote positively about Travis Homer. Wow. So it's a bad week.
Yeah, I would play Braylon Allen over Travis Homer.
Absolutely. And that's because neither one of us are Bears fans, so we're not homers. Folks, we do.
Woo! Got him. I am a homer, though.
Yeah, you are. I'm a reverse homer. I hate my team.
But right now you do.
Yeah, even when they're good, I'm like, I don't know. Like, every time they're like, should we start this 49er? I'm like, I don't know. Things could go bad. Mike, would you be starting any Jets this weekend? Specifically, Braylon Allen.
Yeah, that's probably the only Jet that I would think about starting. Outside of that, no. Plus you're playing against the Dolphins defense, so that takes out the wide receivers really performing, and Aaron Rodgers really hasn't performed very well. So a kind of bad quarterback at this time against a really good defensive backfield unit, passing unit. Leaves only the running backs, and yeah, Braylon Allen, outside of those, you know, guess games or runs or whatever, hasn't really threatened Breece Hall by any means. So I'm going to stay away from all these guys.
Yeah, Dolphins are a top five defense against passing games this year, so they're definitely a defense that you want to avoid. Quick question, though. Are we going to cancel the rest of the season and just make this a Aaron Rodgers Enigma rewatch podcast? Aaron Rodgers documentary rewatch podcast?
I will not be watching that.
All right, that's fair. I didn't even watch all of Receiver, and 40% of that is about my team, so I have no interest in watching
Aaron. I haven't watched any of Receiver, and 20% of it's about my team.
Sun Gods pretty cool in it. He talks German. He speaks German in it.
Nice.
Alrighty. So we're going maybe Braylon Allen is our Jet that we recommend this week, but probably not is the full answer there.
I mean, yeah. I think you can play Devontae Adams if you're desperate.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to, in a week with six teams on bye, they're right. Not preferred. It's also hard to stay away from them, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, final question on the Jets. Back to Travis Homer. Would you rather play him or Isaiah Davis?
Travis Homer.
Homer.
I'm going with Davis, baby.
All right. Nope. Really? Why? Why are you going Isaiah Davis over a guy who is might be the only healthy running back for the Bears against a 49ers team that's starting me at nose tackle? Is it because he sucks?
Yes, but I will play Travis Homer if DeAndre Swift's out.
Yeah. So I don't know. DeAndre Swift is going to be compromised, I think, at least. He didn't practice on Thursday with a hamstring injury. So
we have compromised DeAndre Swift to a temporary end.
All right, let's talk about the Dolphins. My question for this one. In a flex spot, are we starting Jonnu Smith or Jalen Waddle? Jonnu Smith has 29 targets in his last three games. But Jalen Waddle had 8 for 144 and a touchdown 2 weeks ago. If you're in a flex spot, who are you starting, Jonnu Smith or Jalen Waddle?
I'm going to say this is a really easy call for me. It's Jonnu Smith.
Mike?
Yeah, I was going to say there's not very many times that I would take a tight end over a wide receiver in a flex spot. But this situation is kind of transparent in Jonnu Smith.
That's why I put this question together. It's obvious that it's Jonnu Smith over Jalen Waddle, but we have this thing of not putting tight ends in the flex spot if you can help it over wide receivers. But Jalen Waddle has been on a slow, like, slog to nothingness all season long, except for he got a dead cat bounce back in week 12 with 8 for 144 against the Patriots. But I mean, Jonnu Smith, he's putting up like these are like stud wide receiver one numbers the last few weeks. 6 for 101 and 2 touchdowns, 9 for 87 and a touchdown, 10 for 113. Like, if I just covered up the name, I'd be like, this is a three game stretch for what player? You'd be like Jamar Chase, CeeDee Lamb. They are not great Jamar Chase, CeeDee Lamb stretches, but they're that kind of player is what you would think of when you see this kind of stretch. On pace for those three games, 142 receptions, 1,700 yards, and 17 touchdowns. Is that good?
Can you imagine if he actually did that?
That would be so cool. Bill Belichick would be like, see, I was right to give him all that money. I was just wrong in how I used him.
Yeah, there you go.
So, all right. You're starting
Bill Belichick, University of North Carolina head coach, soon to be.
Yeah, I saw that. That's very bizarre. Very bizarre.
No idea why he's doing that.
I forget who said it, but they said he is licking the bag at this point because he just needs to get some football in his life. So elsewhere on the Dolphins, Devon Achane must start. Tyreek Hill. Is Tyreek Hill a must start? He was on the injury report this week. He's off of it now. Also weird things about him potentially retiring at the end of the year, but what are we doing with Tyreek Hill? Must start?
Yeah, you gotta play him with Sauce out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and one thing too that the Jets have, they've low key given up on defense over the last 5 weeks. Nope, not over the last 5 weeks. It's over the last 3 weeks. There it is. Over the last 3 weeks, they're allowing the 14th most fantasy points to wide receivers on average. They've just kind of just gone. They've packed in the season, and that's going up against Mike Cover-Ear's not great passing games. With the Colts and the Cardinals as two of those three games. They're just kind of packing it in. Not great. All right. And then Tua. Are we starting Tua or are we hoping to get somewhere else?
I think you can start him. Like you said, the Jets defense has not been nearly as good lately. He's completing a high percentage of his passes, protecting the ball. I think he's a top 12 option.
Yeah, he's continuing his evolution into being Alex Smith. Ooh. High draft pick, got hurt too much, turned into captain checkdown.
Yeah. It's not bad.
All right, Mike, Jameis Winston against Pittsburgh or Tua Tagovailoa this week?
I got to go Tua.
Walker?
Tua.
Tua or Baker Mayfield?
Baker.
Baker.
All right, Tua or Stat Padford?
We got to go Tua because of the matchup.
Yeah,
going Tua. Up against the Bills. Yeah. Oh, my God. The Bills do this freaky thing where they make it so your team can't move properly, but they can do whatever they want. It's crazy. Did you see that last week? They had weird powder falling from the sky. Never seen it before. All right,
that's called snow, Jeff.
Never heard of it. All right, anything else for this game?
No.
We all got Miami winning this one. Let's talk Falcons at Vikings. It's the Kirk Cousins revenge game. Vikings are 10-2. Falcons are 6-6. We all have the Vikings winning the revenge games. Revenge game. Minnesota 6-point favorite, 45.5-point over under. I didn't even notice Walker's question was Kirk Cousins revenge game. I just started to say it. Injuries for this one. Jace McClellan is out for the Falcons. Mike Hughes and Rook Aroro are questionable for the Vikings. Stephon Gilmore is out. Patrick Jones, Andrew Van Ginkle, Andrew LaPola, Will Reichard, Dalton Risler?
No. Oh,
Dalton Risner. And Harrison Phillips are questionable. I thought we had more of the Costco guys extended universe. All right. Walker. Kirk Cousin revenge game, Walker?
Yeah, I don't think so.
No, he was doo-doo last week.
Yeah. Yeah, he hasn't been very good for a while. And I think Minnesota's going to just blitz him to death.
Yeah, probably. They're just going to put his ass in the dirt as many times as humanly possible.
Yep.
So I would not start Kirk Cousins personally. Mike, what about you?
No, I'm not starting him. The Vikings are middle of the road passing defense, but he hasn't looked good, as you guys were mentioning. And I'm starting to wonder if Phoenix is going to come out sometime soon.
See, I talked about it last week where it's like it's going to be so tough to onboard a rookie, but we're two games away from them probably not winning the division. So, if they lose this week, I think we see Penix at some point this year. I'm sorry. Let me rephrase that. After they lose this week, we will definitely see Penix at some point this year, because it's not an if they lose this one.
I'm still going to say no, that we don't see him this year.
All right, that works. For this week, are we starting Kyle Pitts?
No.
I don't know. This is bad.
I don't know how you can. And he's moved out of the start sit show corollary that Evan and I do, where if people ask two guys, we say, which one would you feel worse if they blew up on your bench? He's out of that even. Like, if he blows up on your bench, you're like, well, I'm pissed off at you, but it was the right play.
Right. Yep. I mean, I would rather start Pat Freiermuth.
Ooh, the fire mouth. All right. And then we're starting Bijan, Drake London, yes?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. What about Darnell Mooney? Struggled last week. He's been good-ish lately. Are we starting Darnell Mooney this week up against this middle-of-the-road Vikings defense? Or pass defense?
Yeah, I mean, they're not great against receivers. I think he's kind of in that like low-end wide receiver two area.
Yeah, I agree. Even maybe more of a flex. I feel much more confident putting in a flex than anything right now.
Okay. Darnell Mooney or Marquez Valdes-Scantling?
Mooney by a lot, in my opinion.
Okay. Mike?
Yeah, I can see Mooney catching four passes at least for like 56 yards, where MVS has just been more of a touchdown guy. He's going to catch two passes for 70 yards and a touchdown. That's the best you're going to get out of him. But that's happened, what, 3 weeks in a row?
Yeah.
I don't see it happening for a fourth week.
All right. Darnell Mooney or Elijah Moore?
Mooney.
Yeah, Mooney.
Darnell Mooney or DK Metcalf?
DK.
Metcalf.
Darnell Mooney or Jacoby Myers?
Jacoby.
Myers.
All right. Sounds good. Let's talk about the other side of the ball. Mike, you want to know about how Sam Darnold will fare in this one?
Yeah. Is he going to throw for two or more touchdowns this week?
Yes.
Yeah, I think so. Vikings have no, I'm sorry. The Falcons have no pass rush to speak of at all whatsoever. So even the, like, the reason that Sam Darnold doesn't reach this number sometimes is because he still folds under pressure, but he's reached it in three straight games, five out of the last six, and there's going to be no pressure on him in this one. So I think Sam Darnold does throw for at least two touchdowns.
Yeah, I have Sam Darnold as a must start this week.
Yeah, so I can believe that. Justin or Mike, what do you think?
Yeah, I think this is going to be a good game. I actually think he's going to throw for 3 touchdowns this week.
Ooh, Sam Darnold or Kyler Murray?
Darnold.
Darnold.
Sam Darnold or let's see here. We'll go back to Baker. Sam Darnold or Baker?
Ooh, that one's close. I'm going to go Baker by a nose.
I agree.
Darnold or either guy in the Niners-Bears game?
Darnold.
Darnold, yeah.
Darnold or Justin Herbert?
Darnold.
Darnold as well, yep.
Dang, all right. Okay. Sounds good. So we're starting Sam Darnold. We're starting Justin Jefferson. Aaron Jones, running back 2?
High-end
running back 2.
Okay. What about Jordan Addison? I know he's not a high-end running back 2, but what are we doing with Jordan Addison this week?
I would try not to play him, but if you have to, I don't think he'll be terrible.
Yeah, he's one of those flex guys that you can put in there if you have nothing else. Yeah, I could see him as like a wide receiver 31 area. So it's not exciting, but it's someone that could be serviceable.
Okay. And TJ Hockenson is a good, not great tight end start, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
Back end tight end 1.
Yeah. 6, 9, and 9 targets in 3 out of his last 4 games. Are we going to go with him or Dawson Knox with, or I'm sorry, Dalton Kincaid is questionable. Are we going with him or Dalton Kincaid?
Hockenson.
Yeah, Hockenson.
Hawk or Disley?
With Ham Hawk.
Ham Hawk, I love that. Yeah.
Ham Hawk or Noah Gray?
Going to go with the ham again.
Yeah, I can't trust Noah Gray, even though he has more touchdowns than Travis Kelce. I can't trust that.
If Travis Kelce's not careful, Noah Gray's gonna steal Taylor Swift next.
He might.
That's the plan. All right, we all got mini win in this game. Let's talk another banger, shall we?
Mm.
The 4-8 Saints travel to New Jersey to take on the 2-10 Giants. Saints 4-point favorites, 40.5-point over under. Injuries in this one. I don't know why he's not on IR, but Taysom Hill is listed as out with a knee injury. They already announced he's out for the year. Nick Saldaveri and Bub Means are also out. Tanoa Kasabian.
It's Passanio.
Passanio. Thank you. That one I can't get my head around. Passanio. And Kendre Miller are questionable. Sorry to know. Or Tano. For the Giants, Deontay Banks, Raheem Nunez-Rochez, Bobby Okereke are out. Jermaine Illuminor is doubtful. Evan Neal, Deontay Johnson, the other one. Malik Nabers, Jordan Riley, Chris Hubbard, Andrew Phillips are all questionable. So my question is this for the Saints is who gets targets?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think Derek Carr is going to throw the ball like 24 times, and it's going to be like Juwan Johnson 6 targets, Foster Moreau 4 targets, Alvin Kamara 7 targets, MVS 4 targets, Dante Pettis and Cedric Wilson each get 1, some shit like that.
All right. Of the wide receivers currently on the Saints active roster as of today,
yeah,
who has the most targets for the Saints this year
that are active?
Yeah, on the active roster.
I would say MVS.
You mean that are healthy?
Yes, that are on the active roster. Okay. So not Bud Means, not any of the guys on the practice squad, not Chris Olave.
Not Olave or Shaheed because they're on IR.
Yeah.
Cedric Wilson?
Is that your final answer?
Yeah, but I don't know if it's right.
With 25 targets, Cedric Wilson.
Jeez.
So, as obviously they're going to call guys up from the practice squad for Sunday. They're probably going to call up one or both of, Cedric Wilson with 15 targets. I take that. I got my,
that's
I
wrote worse. My, number.
I wrote it down wrong. So obviously they're going to pull up one or both of EQ St. Brown or Dante Pettis from the practice squad.
They've been pulling up Pettis the last couple of weeks. So I assume they continue to do that.
Yeah. But I think it's going to be a lot of Juwan Johnson, just like a lot of Juwan Johnson. And I get that the Giants on paper are a bad matchup against tight ends. Nobody's used their tight ends against them. That's what it is. There have been like two guys to get over four targets this year against them. That's why they're so good against tight ends, because everybody just beats the shit out of the Giants with their wide receivers.
Yeah, and Okereke's out too, so that's their best linebacker as well.
So, yeah, I'm not worried about this Giants pass defense with regards to tight ends this week. I have Juwan Johnson as a sleeper. I think that Juwan Johnson is actually a good play this week with some other players on bye. Also, Alvin Kamara is going to get like 15 targets again. It's going to be like exactly like the game where Derek Carr couldn't throw because his shoulder was messed up. Like I said, Juwan Johnson as a sleeper. Alvin Kamara must start. MVS or Nick Westbrook-Ikhine? And no matter what answer you give, you're wrong.
I would go with Westbrook-Ikhine.
Yeah.
Play the matchup?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. All right. Walker, where does MVS slot in for you this week?
50?
Okay, so barely making the list.
Yep.
Walker getting the name on the list to make sure that if he goes off, Walker can be like, yeah, I had him ranked. I didn't see him going, yeah, I had him ranked. Absolutely. Where do you have him ranked? Oh, you know, on the website.
He was in my top 50.
Yeah. All right. And then is that it? No Derek Carr. No. Don't get cute.
Don't get cute. No.
All right. Sounds good. All right. Let's talk about the Giants on the other side, Mike.
Yeah, the Giants. So Tyrone Tracy or Malik Nabers? Who are you going to prefer in fantasy?
I'm going to go with Tyrone Tracy, I think. Malik Nabers banged up. Tyrone Tracy has at least been getting consistent, semi-consistent production. Malik Nabers with who do we got under center? We got Drew Lock this week.
No, so, it's DeVito again, isn't it?
I thought it was Drew Lock again. Oh boy.
Oh,
your team's doing well when people literally don't know who's starting at quarterback.
I know DeVito's right. Healthy, but
Walker, answer this question, filibuster, while I figure this out.
Yeah, I mean, I think I'll also go with Tracy. I think it's close, but I think it'll be like Tracy gets like 14 points and Nabers gets 13 or something.
All right, I found an article. It says Saints Wire: Giants coach Brian Daboll announces starting quarterback for Week 14 versus Saints.
Hmm?
Let's open it up. Oh boy. The picture is Tommy DeVito.
Wow. The starters, what does that tell us?
There it is. New York Giants head coach Brian Daboll announced Drew Lock, not Tommy DeVito, will be his starting quarterback.
Oh, wow. Game
with the rope-a-dope. So,
they got us, folks.
So Drew Lock. Drew Lock or Derek Carr?
Carr.
Drew Lock runs. Give me Drew Lock.
I'll go Lock.
All right. So, Walker, with the revelation that's Drew Lock this weekend, Malik Nabers or Tyrone Tracy?
Still the same.
The same? Okay. Mike, what do you think?
Yeah, it's pretty close. Same.
All right. Don't start any other Giants other than those two. Not even Greg Dulcich.
newly minted Giant.
Yeah. That guy got on a plane and grew like 8-9 inches. Now he's a giant. Now he's huge. Walker loves it. All right. Tyrone Tracy and Malik Nabers, just real quick again. Back end running back two, high end middling wide receiver two. Does that sound right?
Sounds good to me.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk about Panthers, Eagles. We all got the Saints winning that one. Panthers are 3-9. Eagles are 10-2. Eagles 13-point favorites, 45.5 point over under. Injuries in this one. Jalen Coker, doubtful. He's off making the greatest restaurant you've ever heard of in your entire life. He's out doing Coke things, folks. All right, Jadeveon Clowney, Caleb Farley, Josie Jewell, Jatavion Sanders, DJ Wonnum, Nick Scott, and Robert Hunt are questionable. For the Eagles, Sidney Brown, Britton Covey, Dallas Goedert, and Walker's favorite person on the planet, Reed Blankenship, are all out.
One of the most overrated players in the league.
Walker tweets about two things on Football Sunday: the Lions and how much they hate Reed Blankenship.
Reed Blankenship is he is so incredibly fine.
It's just so funny. Like, I see every Eagles game, I see at least one Reed Blankenship tweet, it feels like, from Walker. All right.
I'm predisposed to noticing when he screws up.
You're like, yeah, that's right. That's right, Reed Blankenship. Also, Weed Dankenship.
Weed Dankenship. It's true. That's so true, Jeff.
Yeah. Just a thought. Has anybody ever put that out there? Weed Dankenship.
So you should have edibles named that.
Yeah, I was gonna say he should retire and have little UFO-shaped edibles called Weed Dankenships.
But they're actually footballs.
Oh, but they gotta be ships.
They're a football with the laces, but then they have the little ship dome on the top.
Perfect. Let's go, baby. All right. Free house space for the Eagles. You're starting Hurts. You're starting Saquon. You're starting AJ Brown. You're starting Walker.
Devontae Smith.
Nope. If he plays, you're starting Devontae Smith. Oh, he is playing. And then you're starting. Who's the other one?
I'm not starting Grant Calcaterra anymore.
You're starting Grant Calcaterra, baby.
I'm not doing that anymore.
I'm doing it. Panthers are the worst defense in the NFL against tight ends. I'm starting Grant Calcaterra, baby. Asterisk in DFS only.
I was going to say, Jeff was like vehemently anti Grant Calcaterra until today.
Until I put the DraftKings lineup together and he's like $2,400. So I'm like, all right, now I'm in on Grant Calcaterra. All right. So that's it for the Eagles. Let's talk about the Panthers. Walker, what is your question for the Panthers?
Can Bryce Young handle this resurgent Philly defense?
Absolutely not.
Mike?
Yeah, there's no way.
This is what I was. That's what I was hoping for. Yeah. No, I don't think so.
It's going to be bad. It's going to be really bad.
Can we start a Panther?
Chuba?
I think you can start Chuba, yeah.
Yeah, he's okay. I think he's like a back end RB2.
If your wide receivers are decimated, I think Adam Thielen will still get volume.
Yeah, Thielen screams to me like 5 catches for 43 yards or something.
The Tank Dell special. Yeah, I mean, he could do that. Like, where it's also it's just like, if you ask this, if this game was time shifted 1 week, I would say absolutely not. But
right,
there's a lot of beggars can't be choosers situations out there where 4 for 54. Oh my God, I'll take it.
I'll give you two questions: Adam Thielen or either Chiefs wide receiver, whichever one you prefer.
Adam Thielen.
Hooked on a Thielen.
That's okay. Right. I would go Hopkins. And then Adam Thielen or Rome Odunze.
Thielen.
I agree.
Yeah, so it's definitely a beggars can't be choosers situation, but that's it. That's it. If you're begging and trying to choose Bryce Young,
you should beg for something else.
You should
go get Drew Lock.
You should look into daily fantasy sports instead. Or because your season is over.
Go get Aiden O'Connell. He's probably available and he's got a good matchup.
There you go. Against the Buccaneers. We'll talk about that in a second. So is there anything else? You're starting all your Eagles, starting none of your Panthers, except for maybe Bryce Young and I'm not. No. Except for maybe Chuba Hubbard and maybe Adam Thielen. Yes?
Yes.
Okay, Chuba Hubbard or Najee?
Najee.
Chuba Hubbard or Tyrone Tracy?
Tracy.
Yeah.
Chuba Hubbard or Braylon Allen?
Chuba.
Hubbard.
Chuba Hubbard or Travis Homer?
Chuba.
Tua.
Okay. All right. Let's start. We all got the Eagles winning, duh. But I have Carolina covering. They're going to lose by 10. Not 13.
Wow, so impressive.
Yeah.
Losing by two scores instead of two scores.
That's right. 35-25, baby. They're gonna have the thing where it's like, oh, well, if they score here and then they kick the onside kick and get the field goal, and then they're just going to get picked off.
It'll be 35-17, and they'll get a touchdown and a two-point conversion.
And that's where Adam Thielen's fantasy points come in, baby. All right. Classic, not even celebrating the touchdown.
Yes, absolutely.
All right. Browns and Steelers. Browns are 3-9. Steelers are 9-3. Pittsburgh, 6.5-point home favorites. 43.5-point over under. Injuries in this one. Mo Hurst and Sam Kamara and Cedric Tillman and Jesus Christ. Mo Hurst, Sam Kamara, Cedric Tillman, and Jedrick Wills. Let's try that again. Are all out. Myles Harden, Juan Thornhill, and Jamari Thrash are questionable. Also, just a reminder, Deshaun Watson's still on IR, so we can all laugh at him. All right. Montrevious Adams is out for the Steelers, and George Pickens is questionable. So, Mike, you have an interesting question about the Browns passing game.
Yeah, is Jerry Jeudy the only startable Brown?
No.
You are forgetting about David Njoku.
Am I?
Oh,
he had 17 targets.
Mike threw that right back
week.
In your face.
Yeah, he had 17 targets last week. So yes, I think you're forgetting about him.
Let's see.
The Steelers are good against tight ends. I just don't think it matters because he's got a massive role right now.
I also think that, like, let's be clear here. Jameis Winston had a disaster of a game on Monday. And he still put up enough fantasy points for everybody to eat.
Yeah. They're eating L's.
But the Broncos, one of the best pass defenses in the league. Jerry Jeudy went God mode against them. And everybody else still produced. I think you can start Jeudy. You can start Elijah Moore. But Elijah Moore is not going to get you 100 yards. He's going to get you like 8 for 60.
But yeah.
Jameis Winston refuses to stop throwing the football. And he can pray to God to not have them be pick sixes, but God will not answer his prayers. Which means he has to keep throwing the football.
Yeah.
So I think you can start not all the Browns. I probably wouldn't. If Cedric Tillman plays, it does make Jeudy.
He's not playing. He's out.
God bless it. I just read that. So no Cedric Tillman. So Jeudy, Elijah Moore. Yes. Nick Chubb. I don't think so. Nick Chubb is built for a different iteration of the Browns. Nick Chubb is built for an iteration of the Browns that hands the ball off a ton and lets the defense wreak havoc. That is not what Jameis Winston does. That's why Nick Chubb is not doing a whole lot except for scoring touchdowns now.
And Jameis Winston wreaks the havoc himself.
Yeah, Jameis Winston is a one-man wrecking crew. Jerome Ford is a little bit interesting. He did outsnap Nick Chubb 2-1 last week. So a little interesting there, especially because he catches passes. He hasn't been lately, but he did earlier on in the year. He's intriguing. But for guys that I want to start, Jeudy, Njoku, maybe Elijah Moore.
Yeah, I agree on Jeudy and Njoku. Moore's a wide receiver 3 for me. More of a high floor, low ceiling wide receiver 3. Chubb, if you're desperate, a flex, but I don't care for it.
Mike, what are your thoughts on your own question?
Yeah, I did forget about Njoku. And the Steelers are middle of the road against tight ends, so I think Njoku definitely has a play in there. That'd be as far as I'd go, though. I think Jerry Jeudy and Njoku, they're only two guys that I'd start.
Okay, yeah. It's entirely fair to not trust Elijah Moore, especially given what we've dealt with on Elijah Moore in this one. All right, Walker, you have a very interesting question that I still don't know how to where I'm coming down on this one.
Yeah, over or under 699.5 passing yards. So are these guys gonna combine for 700?
I don't see the problem. Is Jameis could go for like 440 by himself.
He could. Yeah. Or you could go for like 220.
Yeah. I'm going to go under because there are only going to be so many passing yards in this game, meaning that Jameis Winston will throw a ton, get a lot of short fields for Russell Wilson or pick sixes, which means not a lot of passing yards for Russell Wilson. Mm. This isn't going to be a game where both teams are marching up and down the field. This is going to be a game that's dictated by where Jameis Winston puts the Steelers.
Where Jameis turns the ball over.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm going to go under.
Yeah, I'm going to go under as well. That's quite a number, though. I want to see this. I do. I want to see the over on this, but I don't think it's going to happen.
I don't either. I just, with both guys going over 400 yards last week, I thought it was fair to ask the question, but no, I don't think that they're both going to throw for like 350. I think you're going to get like 310 from Winston and like 240 from Wilson.
All right. But does Wilson throw enough more touchdowns for you to start Wilson over Winston?
Yes. Mike, would you start Wilson over Winston?
Yes, I would.
All right. Winston or AOC?
No, there I'd go Winston.
Mike?
You didn't hear me. Winston.
Oh, yeah, I didn't hear you. Winston or Geno?
Winston.
Ooh. Yeah, I guess I'll go Winston.
Winston, I think pretty handily. Winston or last one. Let's go with a little Monday night action. Nope, not going to go with Monday night. I forgot who was playing in that game. Winston or Tua.
I got to go Tua.
Yeah, give me Tua there.
Okay. Alrighty. And so we have talked the Browns to death. Let's talk about the Steelers really quick. Russell Wilson. Oh, Wilson or Winston. We already said that, though. Wilson.
Yeah, we literally already said it.
Yeah, we already did that. Sorry. Najee Harris and Jalen Warren. What are we doing with those guys this week?
Playing Najee Harris and probably not playing Jalen Warren.
Yeah, I don't see Jalen Warren having much volume this week. So Najee Harris is the guy.
All right. And then George Pickens, if you're playing in a point per bozo move league, he is a must start wide receiver.
Wide receiver one overall in those leagues. But I do think he's a must start regardless. Yeah,
I agree. Yeah. All right. And then Pat Freiermuth, the blob.
Yeah, he's like a fringe play, like just outside the top 12, I would say.
Mike?
Sounds good. Yeah, I would say 12 to 14.
All right. Freiermuth or Otten?
Otten.
Freiermuth or Disley?
Disley.
Freiermuth or Furgo, who is set to come off of concussion protocol?
Ferguson.
Furgo, yeah.
Freiermuth or TJ Hockenson?
Hockenson.
I'll go Freiermuth.
Okie dokie. Anything else from this game?
No.
Guys, we did it. The two Pirates teams are playing each other. Buccaneers host the Raiders. Buccaneers are 6-6. Raiders are 2-10. Tampa Bay are
6.5 point favorites.
It is a 46.5 over under injuries in this one. Nate Hobbs and Zamir White are out. Justin Shorter is doubtful. Jacoby Myers and Alexander Mattison are questionable. For the Buccaneers, KJ Britt and Mike Edwards, Troy Hill, Marquise Watts are all out. Bucky Irving, Tyke Smith, Joe Tryon, Troy Inka, Trey Palmer, Josh Hayes, and JJ Russell are all questionable. But it's looking as though Bucky Irving will be back, and Mike Evans was on the injury report this week and was removed. So, Walker, you want to know about Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez if she can get re-election this season.
Yeah, I think that's guaranteed. Is Aiden O'Connell going to have back-to-back good games?
Is that possible?
I'm not sure, honestly. I don't think we've seen it yet, so That's kind of why I'm leaning no.
Yeah, so there were six quarterbacks that were, I'm not six quarterbacks, four quarterbacks that were in the consideration for the sleepers article this week. Jameis, Levis, Jameis 33%, Levis 17% rostered, AOC 6% rostered, and Cooper Rush 6% rostered. I went Cooper Rush over AOC.
I agree.
So I think he'll get some volume, but you're looking at like 12 and a half fantasy points. He's going to throw a random touchdown to like Jacoby Myers or another bomb to Trey Tucker or something. But I see a low ceiling game here for AOC.
Yeah. I can't see him. He's a fine QB2, but I can't see him being top 12 again.
Mike, what do you think?
Yeah, against his defense, I can see it going back to back. I can see him throwing for two touchdowns in this game. So I'm going to say yes.
All right. I have to ask Walker one question that'll help. What starting quarterback isn't ranked this week?
Bryce Young.
Okay. Because for folks who don't know, Walker's ranks footballobserver.com only go to 25. There are 26 quarterbacks this week.
Yeah, I have Aiden O'Connell at 20, just for reference.
Ooh, is that above or below Drew Lock?
Above.
Okay, perfect. I know it was Tommy DeVito because he thought he was starting. So, hey, yeah,
DeVito was my only guy not ranked, but
hey, I'm getting benched over here.
Yeah, after one star.
Yeah. All right. What are we doing with the Raiders?
Oh, I need to eat some cutlets to cure my depression.
Mama Mia hands, everybody. Would you rather do a podcast of us doing Mama Mia hands and Italian voice or the Costco guys booms?
I'd rather do a Italian podcast, honestly.
I'd rather take a swan dive off the roof.
I'd do the Italian podcast.
The Italian podcast? Walker, canceled.
Hey, my great-great-grandfather's last name was Scarcella, so fuck off.
Damn, a Scarcella Moosey. A Scarmacigliano. All right.
Lasagna.
Lasagna. A meatballs. Are we benching all the Raiders running backs till we figure out what the hell is going on?
Yes.
Yeah,
I'm not interested.
I'm calling for a full and total lockdown of all Raiders running backs until our lawmakers can figure out what the hell is going on.
I am.
Folks, that is a Muslim ban joke.
I'm calling for insertion of Jacoby Myers into your starting lineup.
That's right. I think that's it. And Brock Bowers.
Yeah, of course.
Brock Bowers. Yeah, Brock Bowers is a must start. All right,
Brock Mike. Towers over the competition.
Brock Towers. Uh-oh. They can't get another one.
Brock Towers. there's two.
There's Brock Twin Towers.
No, we're going to curse him. He's going to go down.
It'll be Brock Bowers and they'll get what's the tight end in the draft?
There's a bunch of them.
The best one.
Probably Colston Loveland.
So they'll get Colston Loveland and Brock Bowers, and then Brock Bowers will go down, and then 43 minutes later, whatever, the Colston Loveland goes down.
Loveland will also go down.
And then on their way,
it will be Michael Mayer season.
Yeah, I was going to say, and then on their way down, nothing hits Michael Mayer, but Michael Mayer goes down questionably. Nobody's sure what happened. Google Building 7. Don't do that. All right. That was off the rails. Let's talk about the Buccaneers, shall we? You're starting Mike Evans, but Mike wants to know about a different pass catcher in this offense.
Yeah, are we starting Aide Cotton?
Sure.
I mean, it's like, I don't think so. He hasn't done anything lately.
Yeah, seven targets still last week, though.
What did he do with them?
Four catches.
Did he get 40 yards?
No.
Well, then he sucks. What do you get, like 32? Try getting 8 more yards, bucko.
I think he only had like 20.
Jesus Christ, that's even worse. Jesus Christ! I think Cade Otton, unless you're in a very special situation, you're kind of stuck starting him. But it's like you could go out and see if like Jake Ferguson might be on your waiver wire.
Yeah.
I'd rather start Jake Ferguson than Kate Otten. I'd rather start. I mean, are we going Juwan Johnson or Kate Otten?
Otten.
Otten.
Kate Otten or. Let me scroll a little bit here to get to tight ends. Kate Otten or Will Dissly.
Stick with Otten.
Okay. Yeah, I like Otten.
God, my sleepers this week are so unhinged. I can't even talk about these guys. This is so stupid.
Juwan Johnson, Grant Calcaterra, and Chig.
38% roster, Will Dissly.
Oh.
I just meant overall. I just would like to just name all the guys I have on the sleepers article. Jameis, Levis, Cooper Rush, Nick Westbrook-Ikhine, Brandon Cooks.
Nice.
We'll talk about in a second. Parker Washington, Jerome Ford, Amir Abdullah, Travis Homer, Juwan Johnson, Grant Calcaterra, and Will Dissly. Absolutely unhinged behavior on my part.
That's nasty work, Jeff.
It is. It's disgusting. I hated every second of it. All right. We're starting Bucky Irving this week, yes?
Yes.
And then what about Rashad White?
Sure.
Flex.
I think Rashad White is a flex. I agree with Mike. I think Bucky took a lot last week. I also agree with Walker that I think Bucky gives a little bit back this week. But I don't think he's
instead of 25 carries, maybe more like 17.
Yeah, it's not going to be in the Bucky Irving show. It was just one of those things where they're like, well, this is working. Let's just see how this goes. But I think they'll even it out this week because he got banged up. I would not start any Buccaneers wide receiver other than Mike Evans.
I agree.
Yep.
I'm seeing some Jalen McMillan hype on the internet. I humbly request that people stop that.
I think he might be good eventually, but I mean, if you're that desperate, you might as well just start Sterling Shepard instead.
Yeah, if you're that desperate, just send me at jeffcrisco.bluesky.social a list of every wide receiver available in your league, just a screenshot, and I will probably give you five guys I'd rather play than Jalen McMillan this week.
There you go.
Yeah. All right. And then that's talked it. About Kate Otten. Baker.
Yes.
Yeah.
He's been like not as great lately, but I would still roll him out there. He hasn't been quarterback two like he was in the first 2 months of the season, but he's still been good. All right. We all got Tampa Bay winning this one. Let's talk about Seahawks Cardinals. Seahawks are 7-5. Cardinals are 6-6. Arizona 2.5 point favorites. 44.5 point over under. A game that needs to end in a tie. For my completely unhinged 49ers getting the second seed playoff machine that I put in the group chat. This game needs to end in a tie for the Niners to get the number two seed.
Well, Jeff, I've got bad news about every other game this season.
Also, it requires the Panthers pretty much running the table for that to happen.
I have bad news for you about most of the other games this season.
I was just shocked that I was able to get the Niners up to two.
It's just because all of the high record teams are stacked in the NFC North.
Yeah, it's really not that. And a lot of divisional stuff's coming up. So, alrighty, let's talk Seahawks Cardinals. Seahawks 7-5 traveled to Arizona to take on the 6-6 Cardinals. Arizona 2.5 point home favorites, 44.5 point over under. For the Seahawks, Stone Forsythe is out. Kenneth Walker and Michael Dixon are both questionable. For the Cardinals, Elijah Jones is out. Dante Stills and Naquan Jones are questionable. Walker wants to know about Kenneth Walker, who's been sneakily not great lately. How we're feeling about him this week.
Yeah, my question is he going to bounce back from his single digit point performance last week? Obviously, we have the information now that he's a pretty true questionable. So if he plays, are you going to put him out there?
I think that I'd rather start him than. I'd rather start him than the guys you'd pick up to replace him with, if that makes sense. Like, if you're looking out there on the waiver wire, you're like, Braylon Allen's available, or Travis Homer's available, or enter player here is available. You know, somebody dropped Jonathan Brooks. I'll take a shot on him.
No, yeah. I mean, Walker's still a pretty clearly better play than those guys. I would agree.
Yeah, so you're in a situation where you're down running a lot of running backs, or you're probably backed into Kenneth Walker, but you could also be in a situation like, I would rather start Bucky Irving over him. I would rather start Aaron Jones over him. I would rather start, I'm just looking at the list of players here. It's kind of the same range as him. I would rather start, I'm trying to think here.
I'd rather start James Conner.
I mean, yeah, I would rather start James Conner in the same game, but that felt kind of obvious because before the season, they're very similar for me, and now Kenneth Walker's hurt and has been struggling.
All right. I'd rather start Rico Dudu.
I would rather start Rico Dudu. I'd rather start Isaiah Pacheco.
I would not.
What about Tony Pollard or and Isaac Guerrero?
I think both of those guys are smash plays.
I would take Pollard, but I would play Kenneth over Guerrero.
Ooh.
I don't know. I mean, I know Chicago's run defense not that good, but I'm not convinced Isaac Guerrero's good yet. So I'd like to see him do it before I trust him in like a must win.
What if I got you a subscription to his OnlyFans, and then would you? Because you'll get a chance to see him do it, folks. Oh.
I mean,
I'm listening.
No, I don't think so.
What if I told you Trent Williams isn't playing and Aaron Banks has a concussion? Would that make you more interested in Isaac Guerrero?
No, it would not.
Hmm. Interesting. Okay.
I don't want to see whoever your backup left tackle is.
I'm pretty sure they throw Colton McKivitz to left tackle and then just get a random person from the crowd for right tackle.
Oh, well, that's not going to go very well, so... Yeah, if you're, you know, Isaac Guerrero, fine RB2, but yeah, I would take Walker over him. What about you, Mike?
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm doing, is taking Walker over them.
Where do you think you would have Kenneth?
I would put Kenneth like 22 to 24.
Okay. Yeah, I have him at 18, so not terribly different, but... Yeah, he definitely exercise caution, but you're probably in a position where you're playing him if he's in there.
Yeah.
Now I'm trying to figure out what the 49ers do at offensive line, because it's been very rare that Trent Williams has not been playing and that I have not turned the game off in disgust early.
Oh, that's fair.
Because
I think Spencer Burford will be at left guard.
Yeah. Well, no, because I think he'll be at so yeah, they'll probably put Burford at left guard if Banks doesn't play. But that's, was it Zach Elge? Is he gonna play?
Oh, he's one of your tackles, isn't he?
Let's see. Last week it was Ben Bartsch.
Yeah, Ben Bartsch at left guard.
Disgusting. Listen to this offensive line. Ben Bartsch, Dominic Pooney, Jalen Moore, Colton. Oh, that's six of them. There's six of them. Why does it say there's six starters? The 49ers had six starting offensive linemen last week. There's only five. Ben Bartsch, Dominic Pooney, Jalen Moore, Colton McKivitz, Jake Brendel. Disgusting.
So Jalen Moore played left tackle. Fantastic.
Yeah, disgusting. Also, Brendel, I keep wanting to make Brendel fly a thing, but
Brendel fly.
He's not good enough to warrant that.
I have no idea what that is.
You don't know what a Brendel fly is?
No.
Oh, wow. You think you're better than me?
No. It seems like something I probably should know based on your reaction.
That's the guy from The Fly. Is a Brendel fly.
What's that? I don't know what that is either.
The Fly?
You don't know the movie The Fly?
No.
What?
Dude.
You gotta watch it, man. It's
you gotta
awesome.
Watch The Fly. It's from the 80s and what's his face? Oh, my God. Why am I blanking on his name? The guy from Jurassic Park.
Fucking Jeff Goldblum.
Goldblum. Jeff Goldblum gets his DNA merged with a fly.
Yeah, I mean, that sounds really bad.
It's great, but it's awful, but it's great.
It's actually a remake from the 50s.
Yeah.
Mm.
Both of them are really good.
The first time I tried to watch The Fly, for some reason, The Fly 2 was labeled as The Fly, and I was like, what is happening in this movie? Because the movie starts with them doing like a cesarean section of a woman who has like a fly, like growing, like a fly person growing inside of her. And I was like, "What? This is not what I thought this movie was." And that's because that was The Fly 2.
Fly 2, the unfortunate event.
So elsewhere on the Seahawks.
You're starting JSN.
You're starting Whoops. Oh, there we go. Sorry. I minimized my window somehow. You're starting DK, and then...
Are you?
Well, yeah.
I heard a stat today. DK okay. Metcalf has never had 60 yards against the Cardinals.
Cool. I don't care.
Okay. Your funeral.
I don't have DK anywhere, actually, but if I did, I would play him.
Yeah, Gino, so would I. I'd Gino, play him. Dang, Donkey Kong Country, baby. All right, so no Gino. Sorry, let's get back into it. Okay, so Walker's trying to get us to actually talk about football. I agree with Walker. No Gino. We differ on DK Metcalf. Yes on JSN. That's it, right?
Well, yeah, and then Walker, like we said, but
yeah.
And if Walker doesn't play, just plug in Zach Charbonnet. That's fine.
If Walker doesn't play Zach Charbonnet or Braylon Allen.
Charbonnet,
yeah.
Or Rico Dudu.
Rico.
Or Pacheco.
Charbonnet.
Yeah. Also, I would like, if people are wondering why we haven't talked about the running back situation on one particular team, it's very intentional. And that team is the Chargers. We'll get to that. We'll get to that in a second.
It sucks. Mike. Don't start him.
Don't do that. All right. Let's talk about the other side. Marvin Harrison, Mike, you want to know if he'll, this number seems low, but it also, I was like, ooh, I don't know.
Yeah. So I went back and he's only five games. He's only had more than five or more receptions. So the rest of those games, he's has only four or less. So Marvin Harrison, over or under four receptions.
Well, I'm looking at his box scores here. And so he goes under, over, under, over, under, over. And that over was last week. So I'm going to go under.
That makes sense.
That's called science, guys.
That's good science right there. I like that science.
Walker, over or under four catches for Marvin Harrison Jr.?
Over.
Over? Okay. Where does he rank for you guys this week? Is he a, we talked about it a while ago, being a boom bust wide receiver three. Is that where he ranks still?
Yeah.
He's on the high end of that, but yeah.
Yeah, he's, I would say, if we've categorized guys as boom bust potential guys, Nick Westbrook-Ikhine, Marquez Valdes-Scantling, who was the other one we portrayed that as this week?
I don't remember.
I forget, but I would rather start Marvin Harrison over those guys, over that category of player. Marvin Harrison has the ability to, well, in theory has the ability to take over a game. We've only seen him over 100 yards twice, but he's a different category of player. It's just that they use him very weird. But he got 12 targets last week. It's his first time over 7 targets since week 3. So hopefully they'll use him a lot this week.
We can only hope.
All right. Trey McBride must start. James Conner more or less must start. You know if you're going to start James Conner or not. You don't have to let us tell you. And then
Kyler is also yes.
Kyler is also yes. Walker, what do you or Mike, what do you think? Kyler also a yes?
Yeah, he should, I think, 8 to 10 for him.
All right. Let's get through. All right. So I have Arizona winning. Walker has Arizona winning. Mike has Seattle winning. Let's get through the last four games before Walker falls asleep.
Oh, no.
Walker leaning forward. Eyes getting heavy. Mom spaghetti. All right. Bills and Rams. Bills are 10-2. Rams are 6-6. Buffalo travels to L.A. 49.5-point over under Walker. Game of the week. Walker's game of the week, everybody. The game that should have been flexed into Monday Night Football, except Bengals Cowboys already had too much Simpsons stuff made. So that's cool. That definitely won't be a nightmare. All right. Injuries in this one. Dwayne Carter, Keon Coleman, Tylan Grable, Dalton Kincaid, and Quentin Morris are all questionable. For the Rams, KT Leviston, Tyler Higbee are out. Alaric Johnson and Jared Verse are questionable. Walker, this is a very interesting question about the Buffalo Bills.
Are they a free space team?
Free space insofar as Josh Allen, James Cook, Khalil Shakir.
And that's it. And you start them every week and you just don't ask about anybody else at this point.
I'd say so until Amari Cooper shows us something.
Mike?
I think they're a free space team.
There we go. I agree.
All right.
Top top three, and that's it.
All right. I got three players, and that's it. Anybody? I got three looks, and that's it. All right. Khalil Shakir or Cooper Kupp is my question. They both occupy vaguely the same position in the offense. They're both high volume, low area receivers. Khalil Shakir mostly out of the slot. Cooper Kupp moves around a bit more than that, but in terms of where they are on the field, the targets that they soak up, mostly the same player. Khalil Shakir or Cooper Kupp?
Ooh, that's a good question. Because I could see Kupp really just dominating, and that would just bury Shakir. But Shakir, I'm going to go Kupp.
I'm also going to go Kupp.
I'm also going to go Kupp. Khalil Shakir is not as good of a player as Cooper Kupp, and Mike nailed my thought process exactly. Khalil Shakir will not take over a game.
Probably not, no. We've seen it from Kupp.
Cooper Kupp has the ability to do so. He has, in the last three games, he has 10 or more targets in two of them. Last five, he has 10 or more targets in three of them. And that goes back to his return from missing injury. He's gotten less than six targets zero times. He has 21, 14, 11, 10, 8, 7, and 6, and 6 targets. He's a target monster. He is a better player than Khalil Shakir. So I would rather play Cooper Kupp than Khalil Shakir. And I feel like that's something that some folks might actually have to think about given where Khalil Shakir went in draft. So I wanted to emphasize that point that, Khalil Shakir has been consistent all season long, but Cooper Kupp has just, he's faltered because of elevated expectations compared to Khalil Shakir. All right. And the rest of the Rams, you're starting them except for Matthew Stafford. Are we starting Matthew Stafford?
No.
No, we're not starting Matthew Stafford.
Not against Buffalo, no.
All right. So Puka, Kyren, you're starting them both.
Yep.
Blake Corum took some snaps and some carries away from Kyren Williams last week. Not enough for me to worry. Honestly, not enough for me to care.
Not yet, no.
No, not yet. People were freaking out. I'm of the position and the thought process that nobody is a 20-touch-per-game running back anymore, with very few exceptions. Kyren Williams is not that exception. He's above that number right now, so they are going to do what they can to bring his workload down because they plan on playing in January, so they need him healthy for January. All right. We all have Buffalo winning the game of the week, but I think this will be a fun one. Much more fun than the game where I will be. Bears at 49ers. Bears are 4-8. 49ers are 5-7. Niners, 3.5-point home favorites. 43.5-point over-under. For the Bears, Ryan Bates, Elijah Hicks, and Roshan Johnson are all out. DJ Moore and DeAndre Swift are questionable. For the Niners, George Odom, Jordan Mason, Trent Williams, Dre Greenlaw are all out. Nick Bosa is doubtful. Aaron Banks, Demetrius Flanagan-Foles, and Talanoa Hufanga are all questionable. Mike, you want to know about Caleb Williams in this game?
Yeah, is he over or under 225 yards? He's gone over 6 times this season.
Is that total or just passing?
That's just passing. I should stipulate that, but that's what I meant.
225 over. You like how I clarified that question and then I said over anyways? yeah, he's gonna go over that in this one. 49ers are just, they're a nightmare on defense.
I will say over as well, but okay, I still wouldn't play him.
Yeah, I think it's gonna be a lot of passing yards, not a lot of touchdowns for him. Thomas Brown, new head coach, he was, what was he 3 weeks ago? Like offensive consultant, quarterbacks coach, something like that.
Yeah, something.
Yeah. Yeah. All of a sudden he's starting. I don't think they'll be getting the bump there. They already got it from him being elevated to OC. So if DeAndre Swift plays, would you rather start DeAndre Swift or we'll say Isaac Grando in the same game?
Swift.
Yeah, that's a good question. I think I'll go Grindo.
Swift or Kenneth Walker?
Swift.
Swift or Rashad White?
Swift.
All right. Last one. Swift or Tyrone Tracy?
Swift.
Yeah, Swift.
All right. If DeAndre Swift doesn't play, Travis Homer is in the discussion for absolute desperation, nastiest starting spot start running back. 49ers are starting nobody of value on the defensive line. Nobody else would be playing. It's a pure nasty boy volume play.
Yeah, I mean, he's like
not
running
good.
Back 29 or something, 28 at if, that point, if, which
yeah,
is
no Swift, yeah. I mean, 28, 29, that tells you a lot. 28, 29 in a bye week with six teams.
Right, like even if he's the starter, I don't expect him to get more than like 11 points.
Yeah, I think I think he might get 13, 14, but not much higher than that.
Yeah, I'm not really all that excited about it.
All right, and so I stole the thunder for most of this because I think most of the discussion for this one is going to be about the wide receivers.
Yeah, Juwan Jennings, I mean, we can get the tight ends out of the way, too. I mean, Kittle, you play, and Kmet, you don't.
Yeah, Purdy, probably not. Don't do it.
Purdy's a fringe guy, yeah.
Yeah. Purdy or Stafford?
Purdy.
Purdy, yeah.
Purdy or Herbert?
Herbo.
Yeah, Herbert.
Okay. Let's talk about the wide receivers. So you've got Jennings, Debo, Adunze, Keenan Allen, and DJ Moore. Mm-hmm. I think most of the discussion for this game should be ranking these wide receivers.
All right. So we got five guys. All right. Like the burger.
I was going to say, we got burgers. We got fries. We got peanuts on the ground.
But no penis in the game.
That's right.
I would go Juwan Jennings, one. DJ Moore, two. Keenan Allen, three. Debo Samuel, four. Roma Dunze, five.
Yep, that's exactly how I have it.
I would say, yes, Jennings 1, DJ Moore 2, and I think they're a slot above everybody else. So it's I would go Jennings, Moore, then I would go Keenan Allen, and I would probably go Roma Dunze, Debo Samuel. I think it's going to be a big George Kittle game.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah. Also, remember Ricky Pearsall?
Yeah, did he get shot again or something?
He got shot with the irrelevancy gun.
Ooh.
Yeah, he did.
So yeah, Juwan Jennings struggled the last couple games. It was Brandon Allen. It was the snow. I'm gonna give him a pass for those. And then Isaac Garendo. I think the best way to put it is the same way we put it with James Conner. You know if you're starting him.
Yeah, I mean if you need him, then you need him. I mean, I don't think it's a great play, but I think it's a better play than any fringe guy you're going to find. So, yeah, it perfectly fine.
Yeah. I feel like he will get you some fantasy points and he won't kill you. That's pretty much how I feel about it. But he was like I advocated dumping all your fab for him because he was the best thing that was going to come up for the rest of the season.
I really hope that we don't kill him.
Oh boy.
Although Jeff kind of does, because then it would be Israel Abanaconda season.
There you go.
Abanaconda forever, baby. Let's go.
Jeff crossing his arms over his chest.
I did it as Walker was saying it.
Yes. Let's go.
Abanaconda forever, baby. All right. I need something to root for in this game. And that's it for this one. I got the Niners because I'm a desperate homer. Mike has the Niners and Walker has the Chicago Bears because Walker loves the Chicago Bears.
Wrong.
Walker loves these are the three things Walker loves most: the Bears, the Vikings, the Packers. If I had to put a fourth thing, Brock Purdy.
Number five, Reed Blankenship.
That's what I was gonna say. Number five, Reed Blankenship. All right, let's talk about Sunday Night Football. Chargers, Chiefs. Chargers are 8-4. Chiefs are 11-1. KC 4-point favorites. 42.5-point over under. Injuries in this one. Chiefs, Mecole Hardman is questionable, but I was reading into it. His Andy Reid said his knee locked up on him in practice on Friday. None of this matters, ultimately. All right, I don't know why I was reading into Mecole Hardman. Denzel Perryman is doubtful. Junior Colson, Tony Jefferson, and Ladd McConkey are questionable. Are we waiting around for Ladd McConkey?
Yeah, I think so.
What do you mean by waiting around for Ladd McConkey?
He's a true questionable. He's 50-50 to play. And he's he's on Sunday Night Football.
Gotcha. Yeah, I would say yeah.
I mean, right. You can probably get a Brandon Cooks.
That's exactly what I was going to say. I was going to say put him in your slot because I'm not your slot.
Your flex.
Put him in your flex because you can get Brandon Cooks. You can get Will Disley. You can get Noah Gray. These are all players that are widely available. So if you slot Ladd McConkey into your flex spot, then you have those pivot points available.
You could even go Josh Palmer, probably.
I mean, potentially, yeah. Notice we didn't say Quentin Johnston.
No, I don't think Quentin Johnston's role will change regardless of what happens with McConkey.
He has, let's just say, the Christian Watson role in this offense.
Yeah, and yet he is worse at football than Christian Watson.
Yeah. Yeah, so I
can get catchable
sometimes, which is more than Quentin Johnston can do. What did you call him, Walker? A being wide open merchant?
Yes, that's right.
So
he is a defense forgot about him guy.
Yeah, he's he is the fullback leak of wide receivers.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh shit, we forgot to cover him. All right. We all agree we would wait around for Ladd McConkey. Just find one of those guys that we named, Cooks, Disley, Noah Gray,
Palmer,
not Quentin Johnston. No. My question is, so we've got the Chiefs, who are fifth in the NFL in tight end fantasy points allowed. We've got William Disley coming off of a bad game. Are we going back to Will Disley? Is it Will Disley season? Will this season?
I'm going to diss on the Disley.
Mike's dissing on the Disley. Wow. Mm-hmm. I think I kind of am too. I mean, I don't think he's a bad play, but I still have him outside the top 12.
That's fair. That's fine. They've given up a lot of the Chiefs have given up a lot of production. And last week they let Brock Bowers do whatever against them, but that's Brock Bowers. What's giving me some sort of hope for the Disler is Jatavion Sanders going three for 49 yards in the first half of that game before leaving with injury. So they're just giving up consistent 8-point games. They're not letting guys blow up on them unless they're Brock Bowers. So I think
episode title, the Disler.
The Disler?
The Disler.
I put him in, I put the Disler. I didn't even realize that. I was reading off my stuff from writing yesterday, and I was just like trying to just pound out tight ends, folks.
Pounding tight ends, let's go.
And I said, but I'm willing to give it one last run with the Disler. And I was like, okay, so I put that in an article. All right, don't remember doing that, but sure. The Disler. All right. I think Will Disley is a like maybe play. Like I would honestly like Will Disley or Noah Gray in this game.
Disley.
Will Disley or Cole Kmet.
You gotta give me that Diz.
Give me that Diz.
That Diz. Getting dizzy from all the Disley.
That's right.
All right.
Will Dizzy challenge.
All right. Justin Herbert. I mean, sure. Justin Herbert or Will Levis?
Oof. This is maybe the only week of the season that you could go with Mayo Boy, I think.
Wow. Yeah, I can't trust that. I have to go with Herbert.
Yeah, you've got good player, horrible matchup, bad player.
Or bad amazing. Player, great matchup.
Great matchup, yeah. So I would probably go Will Levis too. Herbo or Kyler.
Back to back.
Herbo.
Kyler.
Herbo or Patrick Mahomes.
Herbo.
Herbert.
Yeah, I would go Herbo as well. All right. Do not start a Chargers running back.
No. Under no circumstances should you be doing that.
No.
Start. Stay away. Here, check this out. I 100% advocate playing Travis Homer, whether DeAndre Swift plays or not, over any Chargers running back.
Uh, I still think I'd play Gus Edwards over Homer.
Gus Edwards, they had 11 combined touches last week.
I know, but that it was a weird game. It's not going to be like that.
The Chiefs have not played a normal game this season, Walker.
Okay, but it's going to be weird in a different way. You know that. It's not going to be weird in the same way.
It's going to be normal for 58 minutes, and some Chiefs bullshit's going to happen.
Yeah, we're going to get more like Kansas City cheese, am I right?
That's right. What will happen?
Will call passing interference when there is no passing interference, setting the ball up at the 15 for a 32-yard field goal to win the game.
And then it clangs off both uprights and goes in.
And it goes in, yeah.
With their third kicker, because they put another kicker on IR this week.
Yeah. But wouldn't that be their fourth then?
Oh, yeah, you're right. It would be their fourth. Good God. No, let's see what Chiefs bullshit is going to happen. It's getting more and more creative. Let's see.
Justin Herbert is driving for the win. He throws a ball to Quentin Johnston, who's wide open, and it bounces off his helmet and then gets picked off.
It goes for pick six.
Justin Herbert does the Jared Goff, except he actually falls. The ball hits the knee of Gus Edwards, pops up into the air. The Chiefs catch it, run it back for a touchdown to win the game.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
All right. Love existing in the same league as Patrick Mahomes, who somehow gets supernatural intervention, as well as referee intervention. All right.
Definitely a lot of that.
Yeah. So we already talked about the wide receivers. We talked about everybody on the Chargers. Let's talk about the Chiefs. Walker, specifically, you wanted to talk about Isaiah Pacheco.
Yeah. Do we think that we can play him yet?
I think so. I think Kareem Hunt is he's going backseat. Kareem Hunt is not a difference maker. Kareem Hunt gets what's in front of him.
No, I agree with you.
Yeah. I think they're going to start moving towards Pacheco. I feel good about Isaiah Pacheco this week.
All right, Mike.
I think Pacheco's definitely in the starting role. I just don't like this matchup very much. I think he's in the lower 20s, so he is startable, but just barely.
Okay.
I agree with Mike. I have him at 23.
That's fine. Walker, you mentioned potentially wanting to start DeAndre Hopkins in this one. How strong is that
conviction? Not strong.
Okay.
Wide receiver 36 for me.
Yeah. If I could help it, I would not start any wide receivers on the Chiefs. I would not start... I think Kareem Hunt. That's what I was trying to think of. But I would start Pacheco. I would start both tight ends, and I would not start Patrick Mahomes if I could help it.
I'm not starting Noah Gray, and Mahomes is fine. I think he's like a fringe QB1.
All right,
Mike. What do you think about the tight ends, Mike?
Yeah, I'm not much of a fan here on any of them. So. Yeah, even Travis Kelce, I'm not a fan of. So I think you probably can start Kelce just because, but he's probably in the lower part, like tight end 10 area.
Interesting. Okay.
All right. We all got the Chiefs winning. Let's talk about Monday Night Football. Walker's sneaky banger of the week. I'm guessing that's because both these defenses suck ass.
That is correct.
Yeah, we've got injuries in this one. Evan McFearless going to IR. Jamar Chase practiced in full on Friday. He's been dealing with a foot injury. No official practice reports for this game. Injury reports for this game yet. Those would come out on Saturday. Jake Ferguson is expected back from his concussion, and CeeDee Lamb was limited in practice with his shoulder injury that knocked him out of the game last week, but he is expected to play. For the Bengals, we got a full house free space team. You got Joseph Robinette Burrow. You've got Chase Brown. You've got Jamar Chase Brown. You've got T. Higgins.
Oh, yeah.
T. Higgins, who, quote, is going to look into, what was it? It was T. Higgins will, quote, look into.
He's like excited to look into ways to strengthen his hamstrings or something.
Yeah, he's He's looking into healthy hamstrings. Here, T. Higgins told reporters he is, quote, looking forward to learning more about maintaining healthy hamstrings in the offseason.
Okay, cool. I'm happy for you.
Good job, guy.
Also, oh my I think God. He's a smash play.
Yes, I agree. Breaking Scott Fishbowl 15 news, Mike.
Huh.
Live draft in Sacramento next year.
Really?
Yeah. You got to get in Scott cool. Fishbowl next year, Mike. Hopefully. We're going to the live draft.
Yeah, I'd actually do that.
I will not be doing that.
Yeah, Walker, quite a bit of travel for you to go to a live draft in Sacramento. Sacramento.
Not happening.
All right.
No offense.
That's exciting. That's I'm very hyped to not have to drive to San Francisco.
You think they're going to put one in Harrisville, Michigan, guys?
Possibly. Oh, it's going to be Walker and your dad.
Yes, my dad, who has never been in Scott Fishbowl, nor has he ever applied.
Yeah. Alrighty. So Bengals free house, full house, free space. Let's go. And then on the Cowboys, I had him as a free space with CeeDee Lamb and Rico Dudu, but I'm also intrigued by Brandon Cooks. Brandon Cooks has 6+ targets in 3 of his 4 games that he have not succumbed to injury this year. There's nobody else in the passing game except for Jake Ferguson. If he comes back, they've been using guys like Jalen Tolbert, who's not as good as Brandon Cooks. These two defenses suck, but they're just two like god awful defenses. So this has like this honestly has like 31-34, similar to the Lions and Packers final score, it looks like, to me for this one. But it's not going to be short fields. It's going to be a lot of marching down the field because neither one of these defenses can stop anybody.
Yeah, I mean, I agree on the Bengals. It's your obvious four guys. They're not worth talking about. Yeah, for Dallas, I mean, you're definitely right on Lamb and Dowdle. I think you play both of those guys. Cooper Rush if you're desperate, but only if you're desperate like I am. I think you can play Ferguson. I mean, defense sucks. Why not?
Yeah. Defense sucks. Why not? Episode title.
I mean.
That's going to be the Dissler. Don't worry.
Mike, Brandon Cooks or Jake Ferguson. You're the determiner.
Brandon Cooks or Jake Ferguson. I'm going to go Fergo because I have him in my redraft league. So
Mike, yeah. Mike the determiner, biased.
Yeah, damn right.
Turns out I'm the only unbiased one, and I also picked Jake Ferguson, so it does not matter.
Let's go, baby. So it's Jake Ferguson. I'm completely distracted from what Walker's question was, because I'm looking up pictures of the Rizzler to Photoshop Will Disley's face onto him.
Nice. Here we go. I think Cooks is fine. Yeah, I mean, I think he's a good deep league dart throw. DFS maybe, but in like a 2 wide receiver league, I'm not playing Brandon Cooks.
Oh God, no. If you're starting Brandon Cooks in a 2 wide receiver league, you're already done.
Yikes.
Yeah, I think you're probably 4-9.
Yeah. This week doesn't matter. if you're starting Brandon Cooks in a 2 wide receiver league, this week does not matter.
Going with that Cooper Rush, Brandon Cooks stack to get me into the playoffs.
There you go. Winner, winner.
Oh my God. Could you imagine? That would be more legendary than when I, Waleed, I hope you're listening, than when I beat Waleed with Andy Dalton. After telling him all week I was going to beat him with Andy Dalton. And then I sent him a McFarland statue of Andy Dalton because this was the finals. So, all right. There are no good pictures for me to make Will Disley the Rizzler. This sucks.
Unbelievable.
I'm determined to make it happen. All right.
You'll do it. You'll figure it out.
We'll figure it out. All right. So for the winner of this game, we all have the Cincinnati Bengals. I'm just excited to watch my favorite cartoon character, Bart Simpson.
Hell yeah.
Hey, what about this? Bart Pimpson.
Woo! Pimpsy. Oh, my God. Can they say that?
You ever heard of this one before?
Bart Pimpson.
I'm on a new pro. I'm on a new platform. I have to post Bart Pimpson again and see how many likes it gets. This is what I do every time I start a new social media account. I post Bart Pimpson and see how many people like it.
Let's go. All right, I will reskeet that.
Let's go.
All right. So for Mike and Walker, this is Jeff. Thanks for listening. Take care and have a good one.
Bye.
Boom.
Double chocolate chunk cookie.
'm a better player, you know, but in times like this, you know, it's an opportunity to continue to glorify the Lord even through the toughest circumstances. I know I'm better than this. I know I'm just praying for the Lord to deliver me from pick sixes. Like, that's not me. Like, a phenomenal game, offense, do some great things, but I messed it up.